If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Stephanie Lule from Block Club Chicago with us. And I always hate these stories about landmarks. Well, not it doesn't even have to be a landmark. A century-old graystone in Lakeview, it's going to be demolished. Can anybody save it?
Hey, that's right, Bob. Good morning. In Lakeview, neighbors on a rare stretch of historical graystones are scrambling to stop a demolition on the block they say could permanently alter this, you know, the character of this special block. A developer plans to tear down a century-old graystone at 1300 West Newport Avenue and replace it with a modern two-flat, and he's received the demolition permit to do it. Now neighbors are working to at least convince the developer to preserve the building's iconic facade because they believe, you know, this helps define one of the last intact graystone blocks in the city. 16 of the homeowners have sent the developer, PLD Homes, a letter, but they haven't received a response. And we didn't receive a response to the questions for this story either. And we'll keep readers updated on what happens next.
Keep an eye on 1300 West Newport Avenue. In the West Loop, somebody's hobby has turned into a business, hasn't it?
That's right. If you love cheese, you know, I love cheese. You're going to want to hit up this new shop, Cheese and Board, in the West Loop. It boasts more than 70 artisanal cheeses, custom charcuterie boards, French butters, and so much more. Grace Schaff, the proprietor, left her job in finance to open this gourmet shop. And building it has been a labor of love with her family. You know, her father helped paint the shelves. Her husband hauled in the display cases and helped her draw the menu by hand. The shop is open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday at 948 West Madison Street. You can read all about it at blockclubchicago.org.
And this year, Lollapalooza, for a change, does not have to deal with 95 degrees or 100 degrees of heat, but we're dealing with the poor air quality. But the rest of the weekend, how does that look? What are they saying?
Yeah, you know, Lollapalooza kicked off yesterday with beautifully cool and dry weather, but attendees and people downtown may have also noticed hazy, smoky skies, and that's thanks to the smoke that's rolling in from the Canadian wildfires. And experts say that the city right now has the worst air quality in the world, and the air quality alerts have been extended at least through the end of today. They're warning Chicagoans, whether you're going to Lollapalooza or not, to take it easy, limit your time outdoors, and avoid strenuous activities until the air quality improves.
Maybe we can breathe starting tomorrow. More at blockclubchicago.org. Stephanie, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Have a great one, Bob.